Among those attending the General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is Cardinal Oswald Gracius, Archbishop of Bombay and President of the Latin Rite Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. Archbishop Gracius also serves as Secretary General of the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences. He spoke with Father Bernd Hagencourt of Vatican Radio about what the new evangelization means for the Church in India.
The project of new evangelization started as a, let's say, European-Western project for countries that have been shaped in the Christian message. India is definitely not a country that grew up in the Christian message. So what does new evangelization mean for India?
I was concerned about exactly what you said, because I thought that perhaps the way it has been focused, we might be left out of the whole big project on evangelization. But I realized as the Synod went ahead that really all of us need new evangelization. I do realize that we've got a community, I've got a sizable community, 500,000 Catholics in my own archdiocese, of people who are getting a little colder in the faith, in the practice of the faith, although the churches are still full. Now, we've got to get back once again the enthusiasm for the faith, understanding the faith, spreading the faith, living the faith, and sharing it with others. That's one. For us, new evangelization really is living it more intensely and projecting the church, projecting the gospel as the answer to the problems of society. For us, new evangelization is getting into interreligious dialogue, getting in dialogue with cultures, dialogue with the poor. That's extremely important for that. That's our context, our society, and that would really be meaningful for us. So I would say for us, it's got a two-pronged effort. One effort is to strengthen the faith of our own people so that they live it better, understand it better, and proclaim it more confidently. And the other is to really go out and spread the good news to others.
There have been very strong statements from Asia, from Eastern Asia, especially during the open part and the first 1.5 weeks. What can Asia, East Asia, India bring to the new evangelization in Europe, in the Western world?
I think, let's say, Asia, India in particular, I know it better, is a very spiritual country. God is part of the lives of all Indian people and to a large extent also Asian people. I'm not talking of only Christians, I'm talking of Hindus, I'm talking of Muslims, of Buddhists. Now, gradually, because of the media, globalization, God's been pushed from the center of society to the periphery. Now, we've got to get God back again to the center of society. I think Asia would be able to teach the world that in spite of material progress, God is important. In spite of material progress, God is essential for us, but we can't live without God. I mean, that's an important point.
And vice versa, what can you learn, what you take back from here to India?
I would take very, very, very much. My mind has been broadened to understand the problems of all over the world, the pastoral problems in South America, the challenges of different cultures clashing in other parts of the world, in Europe, the coldness, the tepidness. And I see such great enthusiasm, such confidence, and such courage in all these initiatives. Therefore, I think I carry back home enthusiasm, courage, confidence, and some ideas of exactly different methods we should use.